Life in the Spirit. Experiencing the fullness of Christ. Translated into Burmese from English. Sessions 1 to 2. The Path of the Spirit. By Paul Bucknell, produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom. www.foundationsforfreedom.net, releasing God's truth to a new generation.
It's such a special privilege to see how God's growing His kingdom around the world.
And I
was asked to introduce myself a little bit. Maybe a lot of people are wondering, what's this? Just before this trip, I broke my foot. So it should be better in 6 to 8 weeks. So I'm glad it's minor, so I can still come. But excuse me if later on I sit down. We both sit down.
In
the 1980s, I was called and served as a church planner in Taiwan. It was there we had our second child. But my wife began to get serious allergies and asthma, so we need to go back to the States. So I was pastoring at a Chinese church, though mostly in the English section.
And
so in Pittsburgh, I added 6 more children.
But in the year
2000, the Lord called me to start a ministry.
So
it's a writing ministry, it's a teaching ministry.
And
so I focus on different kinds of resources. Focusing not just on books, but also on audio, video, PowerPoint slides.
Video delay tonoro tolo de Piro Acha Luate Hari Tonoro Low.
And so what we have in English or Burmese, I will give that to you as you want in digital format.
Pirole no English Lule Side Pirole Myanmar Lule Tonoro Bata Piende Tonoro Bata Piende Osare Saro Gupe Ma Piba.
And also thank the Lord, we finally got our first books into some of the books into Burmese.
Pirole And so
we can take some of those books and pass them out to you later, one per family maybe.
And
maybe I can bring some more tomorrow. Anyways, it's great to be with you. I like it. There's one Lord over all His people. One Father over all His children.
And
we speak different language, but we have one Lord and one heart to love Him. So today and tomorrow, I'll be speaking on a subject, life in the Spirit.
So atatta so de atong ya ko chan lo ga tin ma phit par le
I have a clear purpose of experiencing the fullness each of us experiencing the fullness of Christ
chan lo a long ga khrit do ye atatta ko di pi song swa khan sa che re lu e chan lo jung chi ba le
and this particular teaching I have a special perspective or angle by which I approach it
ဒီမှာအထူးသဖြင့်ကျွန်တော်ဘူတန်ကခံစားတဲ့အရာလေးဖြစ်တယ်ပြီးတော့ဒီဟာကိုလေဝေမျက်ဖူးရတဲ့အတွက်ကျွန်တော်ခွန်းထားရတဲ့အောက်စာကိုကျွန်တော်ယူလာတာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် I want though to start like as if we were just beginning maybe as unbelievers and beginning to waken up to the spirit's work in our life
အဲ့ဒါဥပမာအနေနဲ့ဒီမယုံကြည်သူဒီကူကျွန်တော်တို့ဒီသာဝရတရားရှိအောင်ကျွန်တော်တို့ကနှုတ်ဆော်တယ်တို့ကူတိတ်ထွန်းတယ်
And just as a new baby Christian, what God through His Spirit is working in our lives, as we grow, we learn more things.
And then, the young Jitu Pikasa Pide Dretong, young Jitin Ma, Lengi Lu Pide, Hayatikin Pata Biro, Mia Mia Ti Pu, Toro Luade.
We have much to learn.
So, Mia Mia Ti Pu Luade.
I'm glad to see you're so attentive.
Alunga, the Homusana Tompere Dretong.
And by God's grace, we'll have some time for discussion questions. And I know we have different perspectives on some issues. I'm sure we do. I hope you can be patient with mine. My heart is that the scriptures God wants to teach us through his word and so I study the scriptures to see what he says
ဖျားသခင်ကကျွန်တော်ကိုပေးတဲ့နော်ဒီကျမ်းပိတ်အဲ့ဒီကျမ်းပိတ်ကနေကျွန်တော်ခွန်းထားရတဲ့အဥ္စာကိုကျွန်တော်ကခေါင်းမွန်စွာရှုတော်ပြီးတော့သင်ယူလေ့လာတယ်အဲ့ဒါကိုကျွန်တော်ကသင်ပေးချင်တာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် But I also believe we're one people saved by one spirit
ဒါပေမဲ့ဒီလူဟာနော်တန်ရှင်းတော်ရင်တော့အဖင်ပေး
And though perspectives differ, we can still serve our one Lord together. But if you see something I say is not biblical, good, you ask me about that. Let's continue in a word of prayer. Oh Lord, we thank you so much for being with us in the Spirit. Lord, we pray that you might clear out any sin, cleanse us through the blood of Christ. Lord, we pray that you would lead us on to be those men and women of God you have called us to be. Open our hearts to your word, Lord. Speak to us, encourage us, warn us, whatever we need. That we can take hold of the last days of our life and serve you with a full heart and devotion. Bless us and keep us, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. So as time goes, we'll go on through our Christian lives and see more and more what the Spirit of God would teach us. So we're going to go start at stage one, life and belief.
We're going
to move on stage two, strength and dedication. Three, faith and filling. And four, questions and theology.
And
so let's begin with life and belief.
So, at that time, the Yungji Chin look,
John 3:8 says, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. There's something common about our lives. We've all gone through that spiritual birth process. And so my first topic is the path of the Spirit.
I
remember, once when I was in college, a friend of mine had a sailboat. I was amazed when I got on that boat. He was taking us back and forth so quick. You know, the wind was blowing the sails, so he didn't do much at all. He was just sitting there.
And
so the Spirit of God was moving in our lives in a similar way to the wind. But perhaps you've also found a similar situation when the wind stops blowing. And maybe you have a sailboat. But when the wind doesn't blow, you just sit there. You don't have paddles.
You
got to wait for the wind to blow again.
And
sometimes, and spiritually, that the Spirit of God, sometimes it seems, where
is he?
Why is my preaching so dull lately, you know? Why was it the Word of God before spoke so powerfully, but now not so much? So let's continue on thinking about life in the Spirit.
Now
it's very interesting when we first look at the word Spirit in the Bible. In fact, I gave my students a worksheet. Because in the English Bible, the word for Holy Spirit, Spirit, and the word for a spirit of man is the same in Hebrew, Greek, and
translated Spirit.
So, in the English, a capital S means God's Spirit.
And
the small S means different kind of Spirit, man's
Spirit.
But in the original language, Hebrew and Greek, they're all the same. There's no capitals. No, or they were all capitals. There's no difference. You have to translate the difference. So I went through the Bible, and it talks about, we translate the capital S, the Holy Spirit, 80 times in the Old Testament, and in a small spirit, S, 120 times in the Old Testament.
So, the English Aoma, Piatikine, Wingin, a Tonga Yalu, no, Wingin, Lupio de Kama, Esku, a Chine, Jide, Shalosin, no, the Ating Pong Kuse, no, Tungfude, Esku, Angine, Tungfude, Niaka.
But I think it's the first time it's used in the Bible, the word Spirit is a capital S. We translate it so, rightly
so.
Remember, it's a 16th word, 16th word in the Hebrew Bible. And it says, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of water. Very mysterious. What is he doing? You know, many times we have the same questions today, even in our own lives. You know, at times, the Spirit of God is set against an evil spirit. 1 Samuel 16, verse 14, it says, the Spirit of the Lord left Saul. And then the evil spirit from the Lord terrorized Saul. But it's the same Hebrew word, spirit. The difference is the spirit of the Lord or the evil spirit, the adjective that's used with it. And many times in the English language, spirit refers to a person's inner spirit, his
soul.
You know, for example, he ate. You know, if you're famished, you're so hungry, you ate, and your spirit is revived. And that's the way it's used in the Bible, too. 1 Samuel 30, verse 12, for example. But we're still thinking about the Spirit of God, of course, and our own lives. First Corinthians 2, verse 12 is very interesting. It says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, get that? Not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God. The spirit of the world, what is it saying? There's not just the world force out there. There's a spirit of the world, evidently, huh? And it's trying to teach us things. So the Holy Spirit is very different than the world spirit around us. But it's something we have received, the spirit who's from God. He's given us the spirit of God. What does it mean to have God's Spirit in us? And actually, it speaks even more intimately or closely. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. But the one who joins himself to the Lord is one spirit with him. And we're observing that God is willing to share his spirit with us. And it brings a lot of questions to our minds. What does it mean to be in me? Or as a pastor or you're mentoring somebody, what does it mean the spirit is in that person, that brother or sister, that are facing those problems? Now, there is some confusion over false spirits. You know that. First John 4, verse 1.
le apaing tit ma tano twei shi de
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, see whether they're from God.
When along ko mo yong ne, no? When yin go phaya tikin than ka ne la de when yin phit la ma phit bula so ra san sit ba lo tano twei shi de
Because the false prophets have gone out into the world.
Ba chong le so ro di ma kong de ne su de ye when yin de di loka ma shi de twet chong phit de
So evidently there's false spirits are attached to the false prophets.
Era ne di nasu ye winyin dei ka di misa prophet di siya dei ko tru taik khai dei song san dei atwet chang phit de.
It's very important that we teach people our people to discern the spirits.
Era chong tan di winyin ku khwe che ta phu yan twet chan ro tin pe phu lu at.
And learn how to test the spirit.
Ari di winyin ku ba phit de le so ra san sit phu
Is it causing us to be more holy and devoted to God or not?
Are we in ka tanaro ko pu bi ro tan sin se dala pu bi ro phaya thakin than do sak se nai dala so ra me khun me pu phit de.
And when it says many false prophets have gone into the world, that means there's a lot of false spirits about us.
Ara di loka ma ma kon de misa prophet de mya yi tanaro twei shi de. Adi pe ka ro na su ye winyin de
I've been speaking on the book of Genesis a little bit recently here. I definitely believe evolution is one of those false spirits. Secularism is one of those false spirits.
di loka ye di nimbu haraya so lo shin na su ye mbu harai phit
de I think there's a spirit of pornography going around
you know di loka ma nip pat de yuk pung di haraya le be na su ye alau de phit de lu chano
because each of them have their own message you see
ba chang le so di haraya ga shui shang mu re shi ja ba le
so we need to be careful
a ra chang chano ro tari tha phu lu ye de
Now the evil spirit keeps us from hearing God and obeying God.
Ara to phaya thakin ko na ma khan nan phu yan de phaya thakin ne saka ko na ma thon nan phu yan de na su ye winyin ka chanaw rok ko sung san de.
Ephesians 4:4 says,
Epa ta khan chi le pai ngin le ma chanaw de lu twei shi.
There's one body and one spirit.
Khan da ku ta khu be shi de ပြီးတော့ဝိညာဉ်လေးတစ်ခုပဲရှိတယ်လို့ကျွန်တော်တွေ့ရှိတယ
် And it's the reason we can believe that we can work together.
အဲ့ဒါကြောင့်ဒီဟာကိုကျွန်တော်တို့ယုံကြည်တယ်ဆိုလို့ရှိရင်အတူတကွကျွန်တော်တို့ဒီအဖို့ရဆောင်နိုင်တယ
် Your experiences are different than mine.
ခင်ဗျာဒီဂျင်းဆိုင်တဲ့အတွေ့အကြုံဟာကျွန်တော်ရဲ့ဒီအတွေ့အကြုံနဲ့လည်းတူမှာမဟုတ်ပါဘူ
း How the spirit has led you might be a little different than how he leads me.
ခင်ဗျာကိုတန်းစင်တော့ရင်တော့ကလမ်းပြပူဆောင်တာနဲ့ကျွန်တော်ကလမ်းပြပူဆောင်တာတူမှာမဟုတ်ဘူ
း because he's gifted us differently right
ပြီးတော့လေဝိညာဉ်စုစည်းယူတယ်ပဲကျွန်တော်တို့ရရှိတာမတူကြဘူ
း our context is different
ပြီးတော့လေကျွန်တော်တို့နေထိုင်တဲ့နေရာလည်းမတူကြဘူ
း but there's some similarities where he leads us in the same path of holiness
ဒါပေမဲ့တန်းစင်ချင်းတော့ကျွန်တော်တို့အားလုံးကိုလမ်းပြပူဆောင်တာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် so there's one body we live in harmony we believe that
အဲ့ဒါကြောင့်ကျွန်တော်တို့ခန္ဓာကိုယ်တစ်ခုတည်းမှာကျွန်တော်တို့အားလုံးကအတူတကနေထိုင်နေတာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် now we'll see that there's some parts of the church that emphasize tradition more
တချို့အတင်းတော်တွေကဆိုလို့ရှိရင်ထုံတိုင်းစင်လာနိဗ္ဗာန်ဟာတွေကိုသူကြတယ
် emphasize experience more
တချို့အတင်းတော်တွေကဆိုလို့ရှိရင်ခံစားချက်တွေအတွေ့အကြုံတွေကိုပို့ပြီးတော့ဥစားပေးတယ
် but certainly we need to have a balanced perspective from the scriptures
ဒါပေမဲ့ကျမ်းစာကိုကျွန်တော်တို့ကအချိန်ခံပြီးတော့နော်ဒီနေထိုင်တတ်ဖို့လိုအပ်တယ
် Man, I believe as we look carefully at the scriptures God begins to teach us these things
ဒီအရာမျိုးကိုဒီဖျားသခင်ကကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုတင်ပြတာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် In one sense I hope I'm not saying anything new here right
ဒီမှာကျွန်တော်တို့တင်တဲ့အရာတွေကအတိတ်တော့မဟုတ်တော့ပါဘူးလို့ကျွန်တော်ထင်ပါတယ
် before we go on to our second session I want us to think aboutThe Spirit of God, how he works. Some verbs that are associated with the Spirit of God.
So, tan sin to yin do ye lhau sha mu alau. Tan sin to yin do ye alau. A chong a ya ku chan ro ka te te che cha le la phu lwet de lo
so in judges 14:6
dia de ji akhan ji se le a phain ngi chaw ma
it said the spirit of the lord came upon Samson
pi phya ti ke ne win yin do ha samson paw ma te yauk de lo chan do twei shi de
isaiah 4:4
pi lo hesaya anagati chan akhan ji le phain ngi le ma
it talks about the spirit of judgment judging the people
you know lu re ko tan sin do yin do ka daya sin de lu chan do twei shi de
isaiah 11:2
you know isaiah akhan ji se tit apain ngin nin ma
prophesying of the messiah
messiah atong ya ko mi si atong ya ko prophet pyu de
the spirit of the lord will rest on him
tan sin do yin do tu po ma ti shi me lu chan do twei shi de
The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of strength.
And on it, any wing in up in, nyan pinya de, ati pinya de, kun a de, di yasi me lu chano twi shi de.
The spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, all rested on Jesus.
Adi phya tikin chau yun chin, no di ati pinya de, a long ha khrit daw paw ma shi de.
For Ezekiel, the spirit of the Lord lifted him up. We don't think so in body, but we think in spirit, whatever that means. Do you see the difference in experiences and what the Spirit of God does?
In Luke
4:1, we see finally that Jesus was full of the Spirit.
Sin Luca khanchi le pai ngi tip ma shlo shin Jesus ha tan sin to yin do a phin pi de lu chan do twei shi de
But then the spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted. Do you remember?
Mi lo shung san chin ku jin san phu yan tan sin to yin do ka tu ku te kan da do pu de lu chan do twei shi de
And so when we look at the scriptures we say whoa what is the spirit of God What has he done? What is he doing? What does he want to do?
Da blue le tan sin to yin do ka ba lou dei lou da le ba ri di tu lou da le ba phit da le lu chano ro me lu ya le.
But we're just taking some simple observations now.
Na be me chano ro di yu le ne chano ro le la de kha ma.
We don't need to explain, we just observe.
Chano ro ka di shin lin che lou sha ma lu ba bu ba ri phit de le so ra ko le la phu be phit ba de.
As we go along in this series we'll see that we'll go from simple to complex where we need to start thinking a little bit more.
Arane di chanaro le la tin yu de kha ma na le phu yan de khe khe shi ni nya le chanaro twi shi ma phit par.
But we do know we have one spirit that we received.
Da be me chanaro a lung ka ya shi de a ya ha tan sin to yin no ta khu thi be phit par.
We need to balance experience with biblical knowledge.
Ara chanaro di nau ka pat do at ku a chi khan pi lo chano ro ye atwei chung dei ko na le tabo pauk tat phu lwat de
and that action accompanies his presence he's there doing things
da be me tan sin to yin do ka chano ro atat ta ma no ta wu chin tat ta ma a lo lo ba
and from the verses in isaiah we see that he's a spirit of knowledge he teaches
era di hesaya sao ma so lo sin tan sin to yin do ka ati pinya ku pe de lo
Let me go on to just another title here but we'll continue on not break yet. I want to talk about the network of the spirit. I don't think I ever heard any professor talking about this but it intrigues me because the scriptures talk a lot about this. But to understand this, we need not only think about God, we need to think about mankind.
The Pyatikin Atongaya be Masin Sabine, the Ludari Atongaya Kuletanoroka, Hindido Sin Sabine.
When we look at 1 Corinthians 2:11, it gives us some special insight here.
Hima, Tiko Akanchin hit a penny say Tidma, Tanoro, the Fishide Ayaside.
First of all, we're talking about the spirit of man and the spirit of God here.
Diniyama. Lutare wingin ne phaya tikin ne wingin na chong ya ku phaw pya
So let's read that verse.
Adi chan pai ku phaya aw.
1 Corinthians 2:11. For who among men knows the thoughts of man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so the thoughts of God no one knows except the spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 2:11.
Akan chin hit apai nge se dit. ကျွန်တော်တို့ဖတ်မှာဖြစ်ပါတယ်အခန်းကြီးနှစ်အပိုင်ငယ်စေတ္တလူဤနတ်နေတော့အရာတော့ကိုလူ၌ရှိတော်မိမိအစိတ်ဝိညာဉ်မှတပါအဘေတူတိတနီသူနီတူဖရာသခင်နဲ့နတ်နေတော့အရာကိုဖရာသခင်နဲ့ဝိညာဉ်တော်မှတပါအဘေတူမြမတိလို
့ So what we're finding here is that the human has thoughts that he can communicate
So လူသားတွေကဖရာသခင်ကိုဆက်တွေ့လို့လို့ရတယ
် And so the spirit of man refers to the inner person
Hello lu ye sai wei ni so ra ga adwin pan san ya atatta ko pyo chin na
Now the Greek word for spirit in both these cases is pneuma which is doesn't have capital or small you have to translate it
Greek sa ma so lo sin Greek sa kalong ma so lo sin pneuma lu be atong pyo de a ra khwe che da ma shi ba bu
So mankind has a special network in his mind
So lu ma di phaya thikin ne set twei lou lu ya de no a yi chin tu ma shi de
He says the spirit of man knows the thoughts of man
Lu ma shi de sai wei yin ga lu de ye sin sa de a ya ku ti de lu
I think that's referring to man's self awareness
a ra ku mi mi ku ku ti ti chin ne patat de
For example think of a car in your mind
အပမာဒီအမော်တော်ကားအကြောင်းအရာဖြစ်တယ်ဆိုပါစို့
Did it have a color?
The
yeah, it had a color. Yeah. Yeah. But you see you can actually picture a car in your mind even though you're not looking at one.
အဲ့ဒါဒီစိတ်ကူးခြင်းထဲမှာထည့်လို့ရတယ
်. And you're aware of that picture.
အဲ့ဒီစိတ်ကူးခြင်းထဲမှာအဲ့ဒီပုံကူဒီမှာမှတ်ထားတယ
်. And it doesn't mean anything so you quickly discard it from your mind.
အဲ့ဒါနဲ့အဲ့ဒီဒီစိတ်ကူးခြင်းထဲမှာအရှိတရာကိုမလွတ်တော့ဘူးဆိုလို့ရှိရင်ပြန်ဖြတ်ပလိုက်တယ
် Think of a person that you like
ပြီးတော့ကျွန်တော်တို့တမိုးချရတဲ့လူတယောက်အကြောင်းအရာကိုစိတ်ကူးခြင်းထဲမှာ
ထည့်ရ Maybe someone next to you here
နီးနားမှာထိုင်တဲ့လူလည်းဖြစ်တယ
် Now think of a compliment think of a nice thing you could say to them
အဲ့ဒါနဲ့ကောင်းတဲ့အရာစိတ်ဝင်စားတဲ့အရာကိုကျွန်တော်တို့ကစဉ်းစားလို့ရတယ
် I wrote to my wife this morning
ညီမမတော့မြေသမီးထံတော့စာရေ
း I first thought it and then I wrote a text to her
အဲ့ဒါနဲ့ကျွန်တော်ဒီဒီစာရီကိုပို့တယ
် So I'm taking the thought in my mind and I'm actually beginning to communicate it
အဲ့ဒါနဲ့ကျွန်တော်မှာစဉ်းစားတဲ့အရာကိုနော်ကျွန်တော်ကပို့တာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် I thank you for being a faithful wife for all these years I actually did that
အဲ့ဒါကျွန်တော်ဘာပြောတယ်ဆိုတော့ကျွန်တော်အပေါ်မှာသစ္စာရှိတဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်နော်တစ္ဆာရှိတော့အမေတမီဖြစ်တဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်ခမရပေါ်မှာကျွန်တော်အလုံးကျေးဇူးတင်ပါတယ်လို့ကျွန်တော်ပြောတယ
် So that's a spirit of man able to have thoughts and either project them in words or just keep it there
ကျွန်တော်တို့မှာရှိတဲ့အရာကိုစဉ်းစားတဲ့တွေးတောတဲ့အရာကိုကျွန်တော်တို့ကသူမြတ်ထံတော့လဲပြုတ်ပြလို့ရတယ်ဒါမှမဟုတ်မပြုတ်ပြတဲ့ဘယ်နဲ့လဲထားလို့ရတယ်
This is not our course here but I do have other resources and turn this is the beginning where you can overcome temptation by recognizing and controlling those thoughts.
The lunia apin songsan chin gule tanaro ga no khwe che lu ya de aw min lu ya.
But let's go along and think about the spirit of God.
You know phaya tikin ne win yin daw ko pyaw ya.
So we talked about the spirit of man now let's talk about the spirit of God.
So lu ta re win yin chong ya pyaw de pi lo phaya tikin ne win yin chong ya ku chanaw
So who knows the mind of God?
Ka shi yin phaya tikin ne sait daw ku phaya tikin ne sait na lo da ku bitu ti le.
Of course God knows his mind right the spirit of God knows his mind.
Phaya tikin ne win yin daw ka phaya tikin ne sait na lo da ku ti de.
It's very interesting that God is self aware and he gave us humans that ability to be self aware
so phaya thikin ga le tu a chong aya ku kaung mwin so ti de pi lo le lu ta ri ga le chan do a chong aya ku kaung mwin so ti phu yan de phaya thikin ga pe de
and so what we find is man thinks that way he's self aware so does god have that spirit of god
pi lo lu ta ri ga chan do ku ni ku han ne sin sa ra twei do ra shi de phaya thikin ma le tu ma sin sa twei do ra shi ba de
And it's interesting, by the way, the Trinity, when you think, when God takes his thoughts and projects it, the word, referring to the Son.
And
so what we want to see is, okay, God has his world of thought, man has his world of thought.
So, God has his world of thought.
It's like a network, right? In myself. Now, can you understand his network? Can you connect to his network and his mind? Or you?
Him?
Can you think his thought? Do you know what he's thinking? Oh, he's sleeping. No. But do you know what he's thinking? You know, this brother here, this brother there? It's a good thing we don't know that. We don't know that.
maybe
it might keep us more accountable, but I don't think it's good. so that's you see, your network is your network. And so if you want him to understand, you have to take your thoughts, project them through words, so he can hear you. And then you take your response and send it back.
And so
your network's a crossing, connected. You know, one of the keys to a good marriage is good communication. But around the world, when I speak on marriage, even in America, the husbands maybe each day only speak 5 minutes to the wife. So you have a bad marriage. I can tell. So even though you're one,
the
two are one, right? You're not communicating, crossing those thoughts. So what should I say? What should I do? You differ. You have arguments because you don't communicate. Now it says in still 1 Corinthians 2:11 that no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we find in the when man left God and sinned, that he lost that ability to be really aware of God's thoughts. And it's described in, nicely, concisely in Ephesians 2:1-2, man is spiritually dead. So think of it again. Before, the Spirit of God was communicating with Adam and Eve, right? But when he sinned, that network was cut off. Hey, I can't get God's signal. He's not saying things like he used to. So the network was dead. It went dead. And that's the reason man is open to all sorts of false spirits trying to learn and be aware of things. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God."
And
so when you have an argument with people, you try not to talk to them. Right? You don't like someone, you try to avoid them. I hope you don't do that, but most people do. But within fallen man, which is all of us naturally, there's a natural animosity, a hatred toward the things of God.
And
so in Romans 8, 6, for example, the mind of the flesh is set on death. But the mindset on the spirit is life and peace. Now that's God's spirit that comes on us. You see the huge difference. That's why spiritual death is described as non-communication. And even when you're preaching to the unbeliever, they don't want to hear the gospel. But the word of God's being projected to them, so they're hearing it. So things change, though. What does it mean to be a Christian in this network here? Let's go back one verse to 1 Corinthians 2, verse
10.
It says, "For to us, God revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God."
Amen.
So we find here the Spirit of God is revealing things to us, to believers. It says, through the Spirit. That's how he communicates his thoughts. And it defines the Spirit's work more clearly here. The Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. So did you ever wonder, how did the Lord notice that Sarah laughed when he said that you were going to have a son next year? The Spirit of God searches all things. So he knew what Sarah was laughing behind the door. Never. But in the same way, his network penetrates our minds. He knows all our thoughts. This is the reason God is able to judge people correctly. Because he penetrates our thoughts, our minds, and knows all that we're thinking. I just want to say again, now we have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God. So let's think what it means for a believer to know God. All of a sudden, a new network has opened up again. The Spirit somehow is in us, making that whole new operating system. But now, it's a little different than human and human. Because you don't know what he's thinking. Right? You don't know that. But God knows our thinking. He knows all things. But we now have received the Spirit, so we know some things that God reveals to us. And so what we find here is that the Spirit of God begins to reveal things to our lives. True spirituality is not knowing of God's existence. But knowing God through His Spirit. So the natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, it says. 1 Corinthians 2:14. The foolishness to him. He can't understand them. No network. Verse 15, though, but he who is spiritual appraises all things.
Verse 16
takes us a little bit further here. For who's known the mind of the Lord? That we should instruct him. But we do have the mind of Christ. And so we say, what does that mean? It is challenging. But we see very clearly the difference between a natural man, an unbeliever, and a believer. We are spiritual because He gave us that new spiritual network wherein we can communicate and understand the things of God. We have the mind of Christ, that spiritual drive to please the Father. It's always really helpful to clarify what's the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian. So that mind of Christ that we have is that which drives our spiritual life, guiding us toward holiness, pleasing God. Alright, so let me just summarize a little few things here. So every person, because they're made in the image of God, have a network. You can call it a spirit network. We're self-aware. We know what we're thinking. Actually, some people think and not very aware of it. It's good to discipline yourself to know what you're thinking. In America, we have a big national crisis because people are focusing not what they're thinking, but what they're feeling. If you go by your thinking, you're thinking, well, what does my parents want? What does the culture say? What's polite to do or not to do? But now, Satan has unleashed the spirit of it's not just feeling, it's the spirit of lust. They're living by what they want in their flesh. And they're not restraining it by thoughts. And this is where man is more and more devolving into animal-like creatures. Not using their reasoning or mind. And people doing horrible things. Be careful of the internet. I often think of the internet as Satan's hands reaching through my screen, trying to grab my heart.
Internet
So people have a spirit, but that does not no longer connect to God. So that spirit does not mean they're spiritual. You got the difference? It's important. Spirituality is when my network is linked into God's Holy Spirit network. And therefore, my thoughts, my being is being influenced by the Spirit network. And it also begins to enable us to commune and talk to God. Now Satan wants to hack into our spiritual network. Confuse the network like, what's God saying? So faith describes the confidence in the truths of God that are being revealed to us. They don't come from sight, what we see. They come from God who's revealed them to us. He told me to love somebody I don't like.
And
I received the message. He's prompting me, you should go love him. And so I humbled myself. I think of some kind deed. And I offer it to him. So this God's network touched my network, influenced my spirit, my deeds. I know this is a little detailed conversation here. It's very specific. Are you understanding? Is it, you understanding okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're communicating to your spirit with your words that it's okay. My spirit as a teacher, I'm trying to see, is it true? So to be a good teacher, you need to understand the spirit of your students. So I hope you're not just polite. But you're able to ask questions later if you do have them. But I'd like to pray and then we'll have a little break. Lord, we thank you for the word of God. We wouldn't understand these things unless you told us. But more than this, I pray that we would be so much more excited about the Spirit of God revealing truth to us. Than things we might get from the internet or a message.
ကျွန်တော်ဒီအင်တာနက်ထိုင်ကနေရရှိတဲ့အရာမဟုတ်ဘဲနဲ့သင်္ချင်တော်ရင်တော့ထိုင်ကနေရရှိတဲ့အရာ
God we need your truth to penetrate our minds and hearts
ကျွန်တော်စိတ်နှလုံးသားကိုတမန်တရားအပြင်ထုဖို့တော်မူပါ
Sometimes we're hardened we're not listening responding
ကျွန်တော်တခါတလေကုတော်ရဲ့စကားပြောတာကိုကျွန်တော်နားမထောင်တဲ့ချိန်ရှိပါတယ
် Teach us Lord
ဒါပေမဲ့ကုတော်တင်ပေးပါ
Like the Messiah when the spirit of God rested on him
Messiah ပေါ်မှာတန်ရှင်းတော်ရင်တော့တည့်ရောက်တကယ်တော့ကျွန်တော်ပေါ်မှာလည်းတည့်ရောက်ပါ
He could always hear your word and do it
သူတော်ရဲ့နောက်ကပတ်တော်ကိုကျွန်တော်နားထောင်ခံဖူးရတဲ့အတွက
် Bless us and keep us in Christ we pray
နာမတော်အဖြစ်ရှုတော်ချက်ပါဆက်ပါရစေ
This concludes this message on life in the spirit
ဝိညာဉ်တော်၌ရှိတဲ့အသက်ဆိုတဲ့အကြောင်းအရာဟာခရစ်တော်၏ကျေဝါပြည့်စုံခြင်းကိုထိတွေ့ခြင်းဖြင့်အဆုံးသတ်ပါသည
် Experiencing the fullness of Christ
ခရစ်တော်၏ကျေဝါပြည့်စုံခြင်းကိုထိတွေ့ခံစားခြင်းဖြစ်ပါသည
် Translated into Burmese from English
အင်္ဂလိပ်ကနေမြန်မာလိုဘာသာပြန်ခြင်းဖြစ်ပါတယ
် By Paul Bucknell Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom www.foundationsforfreedom.net Releasing God's truth to a new generation
လို့ဖော်ပြတဲ့လိပ်စာအဖြစ်နောက်မျိုးစစ်တွေတွေဘုရားသခင်တမန်တော်ကိုထွန်းထွန်းခြင်းဖြစ်ပါတယ်